We're going to look at the Maharal on Hanukkah. He has a Sefer Ner Mitzvah, and in these editions of the Ner Mitzvah, it's page Chaf Beis, on the right side, toward the bottom of the column. V'od Yesh Loimar. She'ikr Masha Kavu Yemei Chanukah. The establishment of the days of Chanukah to be celebrated with Hadlakas Neiros and with Halal and Haidah, Bishvil Shehayu Menatzchim Es HaYavonim. It's because the Chashmonaim defeated the Yavonim. That's why there is Chanukah, not only because of the nes of the Shemen that lasted 8 days, Rak Shelo Hayu Nireh Shehayu Kan Nitzachon Hazeh Al Yedei Nes. It may not have been so clear that the Jewish victory was supernatural. Sometimes a small band of very determined people fighting what you could call guerrilla warfare might succeed against an army much larger in number. And so, in order to make it clear, to make it clear that this was nes, this was not the koyach and the gvura, great as the gibayrim were, but it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu very clearly causing them to be victorious. So the neiros of the menorah are so abundantly, conspicuously, clearly miraculous, sheyedu shehakol hoya b'neis min Hashem Yisparach. Through that miracle, it becomes clear that the neis was from Hashem Yisparach. That's how it becomes abundantly clear, because they saw the small measure of oil last 8 days. They now reflected on all of the events that had led up to the Chanukas HaMikdash, the rekindling of the Menorah, the bringing back of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they realized this all was only possible because of Nisim, all because of Nisim. And they looked back and said, V'kach HaMelchama Shehoyim Menatzkin Yisrael, Hoyim Min Hashem Yisparach. Everything was from Hashem Yisparach. Then the question is, if you have to have some form of avoda, and there's some kind of a reconstituted and rededicated facet of avodas hakodesh in the mikdash, why the menorah? Why not karbonos on the mizbeach to Hashem, k'tayrus morning and afternoon to Hashem, lechem aponim on the shulchan? So he says, v'davka neis ze naase, this neis. The nes of the menorah. Ki ikar rishas hayevanim shetimu es haheichal. The greatest of all of the evil deeds and intentions of the Yevanim was to be metama, to sully the holy heichal. K'meish amru b'kol mokayim, avne mizbeach shiktsu anshe yavan. The actual stones of the mizbeach had to be put away. They could not be used. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says they had to take new stones and build a new mizbeach. This is something that Chazal say often. It's very personal. It's interesting how the Maharal puts it. Timu heichal shaloi. They violated Hashem's sanctuary, his sanctuary, Hashem says. V'gam kein goes rishmad l'vat l'atera mitzvaseho. They also were goes rishmad that no one can keep Torah and mitzvahs. V'nosim koyach b'yad chashmonoi, sheheim kohanim oivdi Hashem b'hecholoi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give miraculous power to the chashmonoim, because they're kohanim, because they're the ones who serve in my hechol. They're the fitting soldiers for this battle, and the victorious kohanim are my servants in the Heichal that the Yevanim tried to destroy. not just destroy, but worse even than material destruction, to profane. And that's why it's Kehanim specifically who were able to defeat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want them to defeat the Yevanim. Kashan Nitzchom, Tieru es HaMikdash. They were Matar the Mikdash. Kashan Lohoy Lehem Shemen, Naas Lehem Neis, Sheyuchlu Letar Lechanech Habayis. When they were unable to find Shemen, enough to last for 8 days, miraculously, the crucifix oil lasted 8 days. Ulekach Nikr Chanukah. So it's Chanukah because it's a rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. Again, he hasn't said why the Shemen, but we'll get to it. The Nitzachon is the opposite of what they did. They were Matama the Heichal, and now these Chashmonoim came and rededicated the Heichal. Now, how do you rededicate a Heichal? What makes Kedusha? What imparts Kedusha? What conveys Kedusha and initiates a Keli that it can and should be used as something holy? The Yevanim are able to be misgaber over all of the Umos. They are very, very, very powerful. Not that they can misgaber over all the Umos, but they can, more than any other Am, more than any other nation, it's specifically the Yevanim who have something about them, which we have to explain, something about them that predisposes them, makes them musugal to even begin to defeat Am Yisrael. Again, we haven't yet exactly said what it is about the Shemen, but we'll get to it. V'simen l'davar, heichal oylo l'misporei samachay. That in Gematria, heichal is 65. V'yavon misporei samachvav. Yavon is 66. Lahayrois, ki yesh l'malchus yavon, koyach gover al heichal. It just has that slight edge to take control of the heichal and the destiny of the heichal. Ubezeh mitamim es heichal. As far as the Heichal and what the Heichal represents, Yavon is able to do it damage. Yavon is able to do damage to the Heichal and to what the Heichal represents. And so when Yavon did overpower the Heichal and the destiny of the Heichal, they were metame the Heichal, and all of the Shemanim for the menorah became tame. V'davka Shemanim. And the injury is specifically against the Shemanim, the oil, and it's the oil that has to ultimately come to defeat them, meaning to express that they are defeated by the miracle of the Shemen that happened in the miracle of Chanukah. Ki ha-Shemen hu miyuchad l'kedusha. Shemen is specifically that which is used for the most holy purposes. And of course, the menorah has the most pure of all oil, Shemen Zayitzach. V'ray l'zeh shebeshemen mekadshin u'moshkin hakol. Shemen represents Kedusha because that's what's used to anoint the Kelim, to anoint Aron u'Vanav, Shemen HaMishcha. The Torah describes the creation of the Shemen HaMishcha, this holy, holy mixture of Shemen and how it was prepared. We may not prepare Shemen HaMishcha. No one was allowed to use that Shemen HaMishcha for anything but the Mishkan and the Kelim. So Shemen represents the Koyach to impart Kedusha. Shemen represents that which is what you would say the root of Kedusha, because it's with Shemen that Mekadshin U'Moshkin HaKol. V'hu ikar hakedusha. V'af bezeh sholtu yavon v'timu es kol hashemani. And they were metame all the shemani. So what we've said so far is that there's something about the heichal that makes the heichal vulnerable. The heichal represents something that is vulnerable. The shemanim are vulnerable. The shemanim that are vulnerable, however, are also the most holy of all of the items that enter the heichal on a regular basis. And the shmonim represent kedusha because it's the shmonim with which you anoint and begin the process of making something holy and dedicating something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone, lifting it, changing it, giving it its tremendous kedusha, shmonim. V'lanisha rak pach echad katan shayamunach b'chesem shal kohen gadol. There was this one cruse of oil that represents the limit to the power of Yavon. That one cruse of oil with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. Ki Kohen Gadol yesh le kedusha al kedusha. Kohen Gadol has greater than just the kedusha of the Heichal. Ki Kohen Gadol nichnas lefnayu lefnim hakadoshim. Because the Kohen Gadol is able to enter beyond the Heichal. V'zeh kedusha al kedusha. Holiness upon holiness. It's the holy of holies. Umitzad zeh ein liyavonim koyach al haheichal. It's for that reason that they can't completely and forever overtake the kedusha of the heichal, only temporarily. Because what comes after the heichal, as you go further into the Beis HaMikdash, just one step farther west, you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. U'bishvil ma'ale zois shehi Kodesh HaKadoshim loy hoyu yucholim lishtleit yavon ba'oisei pach katan. So because there was a pach katan that was munach with the chaysim of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol's area, so to speak, includes, the Kohen Gadol's prerogative includes, the Kohen Gadol's kedusha includes being able to be a part of and connect to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Oh, Kodesh HaKadoshim is beyond the delineated powers of Yavon. That Pach Katan Shei B'Chesamu B'Hester Shel Kohen Gadol. Now, notice that word Hester Shel Kohen Gadol. So that gives us now a sense of what this is all about. The Heichal is not Hester. The Heichal is something that we visualize. Actually, when the Gemara says that when people will utter a legal, Oyle Regel, Chachameinu tell us that they used to open the doors wide so Yisrael, though they can't walk in, could see all the way into the Kodesh, into the Heichal. But no one sees into the Kodesh HaKodesh. Now it's not only about what you see, but it's also about what is represented. What is represented by the Heichal? What's represented by the Heichal is the Kedusha in this world. The menorah represents all the facets and all the categories and schools of thought and wisdom. The shulchan represents parnasa, the ability to produce and to build and create a productive world and a world in which people can live and thrive. So the heichal represents kedusha, but kedusha with the world and in the world. That's why Yavon is able to defeat the Jewish people up to and including the Heichal. Because what Yavon represents is this world. Yavon represents the world, the practical world, wisdom, beauty, architectural beauty. Yavon represents the beauty and power of the physical body and the physical capabilities of man. These are all within what we call the holiness represented by the Heichal. But yet, because they're in this world, they're explicable, they're in this world, they're attached to us, we are attached, and we are about them, they are about us. Yavon is able to charge and attack. But with this word, b'chesamay u'behesta shel kohen gadol, now we begin to understand that there's something Am Yisrael has that's not of this world, and we are attached to it, and that's our strength, and there's where Yavan could not defeat us. And that's the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And that's why throughout the entire discussion, when the Gemara talks about, and Chazal talk about, what happened on Hanukkah, it's the Heichal, the Heichal, the Heichal, the Heichal, the Heichal. Because that's as far as Yavan was able to attack and do damage, but not the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And the Kohen Gadol represents the Kodesh HaKodeshim. There where he alone can go. There where you don't have the Kedusha merely of this world. You have a Kedusha of an otherworldly nature altogether. Ah, the fact that Am Yisrael has an attachment to that Kedusha, to that which is not what you can see or quantify, it's literally the spiritual world, the metaphysical world, it's representative of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. The connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. Not the connection through Hashem's world, through the Chachmas, through the Shulchan, and through the gifts that he gives us and makes it possible for us to have the Shulchan, whether it's Shulchan Melachim or the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Or the Shulchan in each and every Jewish home. There's Kedusha. But that's rooted, or at least connected to, this world. That's where Yavan is able to attack. But there's also the Kedusha that's Kodesh HaKodeshim. And there it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone. And there's where Yavan denies that it's possible for a person to have a relationship with, have an attachment with the Holy of Holies. Have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the whole concept of the Greek philosophers was, I can only be a part of what I can see. I'm only a result of what I can understand and see, quantify, explain. But that which you say is of the Spirit. So, for instance, the Stoics and the Epicureanism of Stoicism and Epicureanism, these were antithetical to the concepts of a spiritual life in this world, let alone a spiritual life after this world. So the Kodesh is vulnerable. The Kodesh HaKodeshim and our relationship to Hashem through the Kodesh HaKodeshim, therein lies the power of Yisrael and the ability to defeat Yavan. And now he says that it's even hinted at in the word Heichal. Ki ba'ois ha-hei shel Heichal sheyesh bo ha-tzere yesh yud nocha. There's a silent yud that with the word Heichal with only one yud, there's a silent yud, so to speak, expressed by the tzeire, v'hu yud ne'elames, shenishma b'kriyas ha-tzeire, v'hu meira al mal elyone nisteres yesh b'heichal, v'hi mal is kodesh ha-kodeshim. Yud, he explains in this piece later on, he says, yud is always kodesh. When you have 10 people, you have a quorum. When you have a giving of tithe, separation of miser, it's the 10th. The asiri yiyah kodesh, the Torah says. So that fact that in Heichal there is a hidden yud, a hidden 10, is expressive of the fact that there's a hidden kedusha of kodesh kodeshim accessible through the Heichal. The Heichal is a step to the kodesh kodeshim. That fact means that Yavan can be defeated. Skipping a few lines, he says, ubezeh leishaltu hayavanim ki ayud shehu nach nela meira al kodesh hakodeshim shehu nista v'nela b'heichal v'sham leishaltu al kodesh hakodeshim shehu nista. And it's mina k'neged mida that they can't be shalot on what's nista, because they deny that there's anything that's nista. They abhor the concept of kedusha. They abhor the concept of a omnipotent holy God with whom we connect, that we cannot see, but with whom we have a living relationship. So Nistar in Heichal is that fact that yes, it leads to the Kaddish HaKaddishim, and that Yud of the Tzeira, that's Noch, that's Nelam, that's hidden in the word Heichal, well, that adds 10 in the Gematria to Heichal. So that Heichal is no longer 65, but it's actually 75, which happens to be the Gematria of Kohen. So therefore, Aval HaKayin Shoylet Af Al Kodesh HaKodeshim Shehirei HaKayin Godol Nichnis LaKodesh HaKodeshim Lekach Kayin Hu Bemispar Hechel Im Yud HaNelemes Shehi Neged Kodesh HaKodeshim. Kayin equals 75, like Hechel with the hidden Yud equals 75. L'ficha Kayin Nishar Pach Katan Munach B'chesameh Shal Kayin Godol Shalai Sholtu Sham Yivanim. So the whole power of Chanukah is this power of what's hidden, the truth of the greater world, which is the spiritual world, that's l'mayla min hateva. And so he goes on to say, if you look at the next arrow here on this first column on page Chav Gimel, v'lohoye by lahadlik el yoyim echad, v'nase neis lahadlik by Shmoni yomim ki elu shmoni yomim shenasa neis ba'ar davazeh ba mimalas kodesh hakodeshim shesham loy sholto ayvonim b'malosoy sheyesh loy v'hu hatsneya shel kohen gadol. The hidden power of the kohen gadol is this relationship to the Almighty, to something that's outside of nature. The yevonim are all about what's natural, what you can see, what's empirical, which you can logically understand. But there's something beyond that. And that's represented by something that's beyond the 7 days of Maaseh Bereishis. L'kach hidliku boy ches yamim ki kodesh kodeshim hu achar shiva v'zehu hashmini. Kodesh kodeshim is outside of Teva, beyond Teva. V'lama kodesh kodeshim achar shiva ki hanhogas oylem hateva hu tachas mispar shiva. This world is all about 7. Elsewhere the Maral says everything has 6 dimensions. 4 directions, up, down, and the center. This descriptive of everything physical, 4 directions, its height, its depth below, and its center point. Not so 8. 8 means it's l'mayla min hateva. And so it was destined that the miracle should be an 8-day miracle. Because 8 means there's what you don't see. 8 means there's what you can't feel, touch, recognize humanly, intellectually. There's this whole world of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This whole concept of something the Maila min hateva. Kibyam Shiva Yamim Nivra Ha'ilam Hazeh Hativi Lefichach Masha Achar Hateva Hu Tachas Mispar Shmoina Shmoina Hu Achar Shiva Yamei Hateva Lekach HaMila Shehi Al Hateva. That's why Mila, which is against Teva, Shehari Lefi Hateva Ha'odam Neil Ladarol. Person is born with a foreskin. Bezem Mepneki Hateva Noisin Shiyarol V'Hamila Hu Al Hateva. He goes on in the next paragraph to say, that's why, specifically, the Torah says, Aaron wears Shemayna Begadim. The Kohen Gadol wears Shemayna Begadim. Because there's this concept of being attached to something beyond Teva. And it's represented by the Kohen, and by the Kohen Gadol. So that's why the Shemen of Chanukah, the Pach Katan Munach, is specifically that instrument through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this is all miraculous. Because the Kohen is the one who, in his begadim, and where he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, represents this reality, the reality of something supernatural, something outside of Teva. There where Yavan does not have Shlita, where Yavan has no power. And it has no power there because it's in complete denial of its existence. but it's real, and that's what defeated them. So, to review, the Heichal represents, the Kodesh represents what's holy in this world. What's holy in this world, that includes that which you can see, and that's what you can touch, and things that we do. It's the various ideas and branches of wisdom and efforts that are represented with Hashem's help by what we put on the Shulchan. But that's Kodesh, but yet vulnerable. Beyond that is the Kodesh HaKodesh. That is that which Yavan denies and which is going to defeat Yavan, the supernatural. And so it's the Shemen that is used to convey Kedusha, the Shemen that's used to initiate Kedusha. Choysam shal Kayin Gadol, meaning that it's sealed with that which the Kayin Gadol represents, that there is, beyond the Kedusha of things in this world, Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself. That reality is represented by the Kohen Gadol, and represented by the fact that the Shemen was Munach with his Chosam, with his seal. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw fit to deliver the Yevanim into the hands of Am Yisrael, by giving the Yevanim over to us through our strength and our fortitude, our unbending belief in Him, in Kodesh HaKodesh, that there is Kodesh HaKodesh, that we can and must reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we must reach into ourselves to find what represents Kodesh HaKodesh in our own lives. The Kohen Gadol enters Lefnai Lefnim for us on Yom Kippur, but that means that we can reach there where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is, so to speak. We can attach to that which is not just Kodesh, but Kodesh Kodesh. And with the fervor and the drive and the determination to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to reach back to Him, beyond the Heichal, but into the Kodesh HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that, yes, I'll respond to that. I'll respond to my Kohanim who lead that Avodah, and who lead in this effort to bring Kedusha, and to bring Kedusha and to connect to not just the Kodesh, but to the Kodesh HaKodesh. That's going to mean that I, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will defeat Yavan. I will help you defeat Yavan. I'll bring about a miracle using this very Shemen of the Kohen Gadol, who represents Kodesh Kodesh. We'll use that Shemen specifically to express that this is all miraculous. So the morale is actually saying that it's because of the drive and the force, the determination of the Yidden to reach beyond the Heichal, that we were able to remove the Yevanim from the Heichal. It's the drive of Am Yisrael for Kodesh HaKodeshim. It's the capacity for Am Yisrael for Kedusha, of Kedusha, for which reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to bring the defeat of the Yevanim about through the Kohanim who represent the Kodesh HaKadosh. Actually.